Well, pubs reopened in Britain during the weekend with restrictions relaxed for the first time in months, giving a moment of joy and putting some pennies in some tills. But Britain is in for a double economic hit from the pandemic and from Brexit. Remember that? December is now the unmovable deadline for Britain to clinch a trade deal to replace the EU rules it's leaving behind under Brexit. And one observer says food price hikes and shortages are distinctly possible in the process. Anand Menon is Professor of European Politics and Foreign Affairs at King's College London, and he heads the UK In a Changing Europe initiative. I asked him first if he thinks a trade deal will be done.
Absolutely, I think a trade deal is possible. But what I would say is the only sort of trade deal that is possible is a very thin one that doesn't cover anywhere near as much as our membership of the European Union does.
I read that the British government has already published the tariffs that would be imposed on basic food items that would have to be imported from the EU. So given that a lot of folks are and will continue to struggle with economically, you know, because of the impact of the pandemic, what would the economic cost to Britons be of those tariffs?
Well, let me say first and foremost, if we get a deal, the tariffs won't apply. But if we don't get a deal, then there are two issues I think worth noting. Firstly, you will have a significant increase in some food prices. Remember, tariffs on some dairy products are over 50% under the WTO, so that will have a real impact on the supermarket shelves. The second thing is, without a deal, and conceivably even with a thin deal, a lot of agricultural products are going to have to be checked going over the border in a way they aren't now. So it's conceivable too that actually supply chains will be disrupted quite significantly, and that might even lead to some shortages.
And of course, this is all now happening in the middle of a pandemic. Is the pandemic better for or worse for Brexit?
Well, I think, you know, in a curious way, a lot of people were fed up of thinking about Brexit, and the pandemic gave everyone an excuse not to think about it anymore. I'm not sure what the impact of the pandemic is, to be honest. I don't think it was as great as some people seem to be assuming. Yes, it got in the way of the negotiations. Both chief negotiators actually caught the disease, so the talks were suspended for a couple of weeks, and the two negotiating teams haven't been able to meet face-to-face. And, you know, as everyone knows, doing things by Zoom is just not the same as doing it in person. So it's had an impact. I don't think it's necessarily meant that it's far, far harder to get a deal, because, again, the sort of deal we're talking about is going to be negotiated quite quickly, I think, because lots of areas are going to be excluded. The one thing I think it has done is it's given the government a sense that actually, compared to COVID, the economic impact of Brexit will be quite small. So in a sense, they're hoping that they can, if you like, cover up the economic impact of leaving the single market and the customs union at the end of this year under the far greater impact of COVID, and so sort of say it's been absolutely fine.
Hide Brexit behind COVID?
Yeah, in a sense. I think because the numbers that we're talking about for the economics of COVID are so eye-wateringly huge, then any disruption or any hit to the economy, and there will be a hit to the economy from Brexit, but actually it won't have the same resonance, and particularly the same resonance amongst voters. That's the assumption the government is making going forward, I think.
And what's the view of the business sector in Britain at this point, and I guess in Europe, about this state of affairs?
Well, I mean, firstly, the rider to my answer is that there are different sorts of businesses. You can find businesses that are quite supportive of Brexit. Tate & Lyle, for instance, the sugar company, has long complained about the tariffs that the EU imposes on cane sugar. And they see Brexit as an opportunity. But in general, I think, if you take the CBI, the big business association in the UK, they've said over and over again, ever more loudly, it has to be said, we have to have a deal. We have to have trade with the European Union covered by some sort of agreement. Otherwise, it will be bad for business. And I think the simple fact is businesses haven't thought about Brexit since February, March, because they've been completely and utterly obsessed with dealing with COVID, which has been a life-threatening experience for a lot of businesses. So businesses have had no time to prepare, no time to think about Brexit. Once we leave the single market and the customs union at the end of this year, there's going to be adaptation needed on the part of businesses. And my concern is that many of them won't even have started doing those preparations.
Anand Menon, thank you very much for your time today.
My absolute pleasure.
Professor Anand Menon from King's College London and the UK In a Changing Europe initiative.